Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. That is one of those albums that we were talking about that yesterday. I said there is an album that I would take on the island with me. Mm-hmm. It's the album is called Even Stevens, and it's Ray Stevens. That song was a hit for him. Take Care of Business, Mr. Businessman.
Yeah.
And
Did he do the streak?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did the streak. He did a whole lot of things.
But look at that.
But we thought that was kind of appropriate because we're being joined now by a lady who is going on at a different time than we've been used to.
Yes, and for a whole hour on Sunday morning. Elise Glink, how are you today?
Oh, my goodness. Just doing fine. How are you guys?
Good, good. Is it too late to be taking care of business? Because I said to Steve, you know, I may have to cut out and leave you on the show and run home and take care of some of this business that needs to be done before it's too late.
No, it is not too late. You can go and get a few things done before the end of the year.
Now is it, what's the deadline? Is it before the end of business day today or just technically before
January 1st?
2022 is no longer with us.
Well, there's some things that you can do for the end of today. Some things that you can do by tax time next April 15th. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know if it's the 15th, 16th, or 18th this year, but I'm going to go with April 15th. And other things that you might just want to do going forward.
What about flex money? If you have some of that, just run to the drugstore and buy stuff with your. You don't want to let that go through your fingers, right? You want to be able to use that.
Not. So flex money, if you've got that put away, money that you've been able to set aside out of your paycheck, that has to be used up by the end of the year unless you have a two-month window, which you then can use typically to the end of February. For some companies, it's even a little bit later. So you want to talk to HR maybe in the next hour to find out what your deadline is.
And find out that they've actually taken the holiday, too.
That's right.
I came across a kind of a survey of where we stand financially, and some of the figures surprised me, and I want to see if they surprise you. 35% of the Americans, 35% of the Americans that were polled said they would need to borrow money in some way, either through a credit card, a personal loan, or for family and friends if they incurred an unplanned $1,000 expense. Does that surprise you?
Actually, no, because I'm the CEO of a company called Best Money Moves, and we help employers and employees with all of their financial issues. And so we're pretty on top of those kinds of statistics. Mm-hmm. But it makes me sad that we are in this place. I'm also sad that we have, I don't know, credit card debt at an all-time high again, that people are unable to buy their first homes because we've got rising interest rates plus higher home prices, and that's making it really tough for people.
We saw that
incredible inflation, all of that.
If I can jump in for a second, we saw this in the part of Florida that we hang out. People were selling, the prices of real estate were going through the roof, and the price to get the financing done over the past several months, it just has started going up and up and up.
I mean, the whole real estate market has changed, I think, from coast to coast from this point compared to last year at this time. Would you agree, Elise?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing an incredible change. One of the things that I point out in my year-end sort of New Year's resolution summary of what we've been seeing is that COVID has been this trend accelerator. Mm-hmm. And we've seen these never-befores. I talked about this a little bit earlier with John Williams, but, you know, we've never seen interest rates jump up this quickly before. We've never seen home values skyrocket in such a short period of time. We've never seen home prices jump up as mortgage interest rates have gone up, because that's just never happened. We've never seen so many home sellers receive multiple bid offers.
Yeah.
So it's been really a year of never befores. And by the way, the markets have finally closed. We've had the worst year since 2008. So if you haven't looked at your 401k, maybe now's not the time.
Right, don't before New Year's Eve.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but in my mind, talk about a roller coaster year. There were weeks when we'd be hearing, oh, the stock market is up like crazy. Stock market is down. We're doomed. Stock market is up. Oh, life is great. It's the end of times. I mean, this has been a crazy roller coaster.
Yeah, and I feel for anybody who's invested in crypto, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sing it.
It's been quite a meltdown. I mean, if you look about it, just FTX was the fourth crypto exchange to meltdown this year. Bitcoin went from 46,000 at the start of the year to 16,000 as we write it today. It's a change of minus 64%, which is about where some of the biggest tech companies ended up. So, been crazy.
Well, we can look at Tesla, too. I think it was early last year we talked about Tesla stock had increased like hundreds of percent. For some reason, I remember like 900% from the time that the stock went on sale. And at some point earlier in the year, it was just crazy the way it had gone through the roof. And now, in the past month, that's an eye-opener, too.
And isn't this kind of an odd case? Because, yes, some of it has to do with some of the problems with Tesla vehicles, but a lot of it, from what I'm reading, has to do with the guy who runs the place not shutting his mouth and what he's doing with Twitter.
And that's it's hard to know why people like Bill Gates bid against Tesla. So basically they bought puts that they thought that the stock would go down. So they've all made billions of dollars betting, you know, that the stock price would go down. And that's just really something. But when you look at Tesla's 52-week range, it was 402 and at the bottom, $108 per share. It ended the year about 123. So it went from 402 to 123 in 1 year, or down about 64%.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling. We're talking with Elise Glink, and you can catch her on Sunday mornings at 7 this week in Wealth. And she's kind enough to stop by Lisa's show, and you hear her talking money all the time. And if you have any quick questions you want to sneak in as we wrap up this year, please do so, 312-981-7200.
Steve King and Johnny Putman in for Lisa Dent at WGN Radio. It's Pink Floyd Money. We are talking money with Elise Glink. You can hear her on This Week in Wealth on WGN every Sunday morning at 7. And Elise, every now and then we try to come up with a question that a guest might not have been asked. I think I have a question I don't think you have ever been asked.
Okay.
Because we were toying with, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to do the Beatles money, Barrett Strong money, Pink Floyd. What is your favorite money song?
I like the one that you just played. And the reason I like it is anytime I would go on the air or fill in for a guy named Clark Howard.
Oh, sure.
WSB in Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. I was his main fill-in for almost 20 years on that station before I came here to work at WGN. That's the theme song that they would play for me.
That's right.
So I think I just kind of got used to it.
Okay.
So it feels like old home week when you play it.
Well, you've done good today because a 312 area code texts and says they heard you on the air earlier today with John Williams and realized that indeed it is the end of the year. And this texter says, I could, so I did contribute to my 401k before it was too late. So your job is well done. Just hearing your voice, he went, oh, wait, ah.
Well, I'm glad that we're inspiring action. Yes. Tom Fortino and I on Sundays, we talk a lot about, you know, taking action and what people, you know, what causes people to just not take that next step, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in your head, you're supposed to do something and then you just don't get it done. And I am guilty of that, too. I talk a lot on the show about the things that I do wrong. I also talk about money I've found along the way and how you can find money, too. It's a lot of inertia that I think we all have. And I think people are especially exhausted after the last 3 years. I think there's just a lot of that going on right now.
Yes. Well, a retiree at an 847 area code said, is it a good idea to take some money out of the stock market and put it into a CD? The interest rates are looking pretty good. We've invested pretty reasonably in the stock market. So is it a good idea to take money out of the market and put it into a CD, in your opinion?
So here's, yes, I think that could be an excellent idea. I think you have to look at your overall picture, right? It's not just about moving it from one thing to another. You should have a plan. And whether that plan is you're going to be 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds, or substitute the bonds for CDs these days, or you're going to invest in I-bonds, whatever that's going to do, whatever it's going to be, have your plan and then stick to it. And so I do think that CDs are getting to a really interesting place. Brokered CDs, which you can buy actually without the help of a broker, through a company like Fidelity or Charles Schwab, you're getting like 4.5%, and that may go up next year. So I like it, and I like the idea of diversification.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you a partly personal question. Well, it is a plain personal question, okay?
Just go ahead.
All right. I was going through my cards the other day, my credit cards, and because I got a neat little credit card holder for Christmas, and I was getting them all organized, and I looked at this card, and I thought, you know, I haven't used this in forever, and it has an expiration date a couple of years down the road. And I called and checked on it, and it had been closed. And I said, whoa, mm-hmm. I got to talk to somebody about this. And they said, because I have not used it in 24 months.
Yeah.
They closed it on me. And
yeah.
My question is that common, number one? And number two, doesn't that count as like a bad check mark on my credit when a credit card is closed?
Yes. You don't want to close credit, especially when it's been a credit card you've had for a long time. So the way that credit works is there's different mathematical weights placed on the different forms of the way that you manage your credit life. So, for example, how quickly and how well you pay back the debt, right, is mm-hmm. one big chunk of how they measure it. How long you've had credit is another chunk of how they measure it. Different kinds of credit, right, mortgage, credit cards, auto loan, that can also play into it.
Mm-hmm.
And what percentage of your available credit, your maximum available credit you use on any one card is also comes into play. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know that. So by that, I mean, let's say you have $5,000 of debt and you've got on a card and you've got a $10,000 maximum available, right? So you mm-hmm. would think, I'm fine. I'm only using half of my credit. But to a credit card company, that's a danger sign, and they don't want to ever see you go over, say, 30%.
Hmm.
So you'd want to, if you have to take on a debt of $5,000 and you have several cards, you're much better off putting a little bit on each card.
Wow.
So that it's under that 30% for each individual credit line. But back to your question and your mm-hmm. comment, yes, it's very common now for credit card companies to limit their risk. Because what they worry is that suddenly one day you're going to charge all the way up to the maximum and then dump that card. And they don't want that to happen. That would be a bad debt, or they'd have to chase you or hand it right to collections. So instead, they just close the account. What you need to do is make sure you're using those cards in rotation, even just once a year, pay it off, and you're in good shape.
Or one of the things that I was wondering after Johnny told me about that, well, should we take that credit card that you really don't use, but just find something that is a pretty regular recurring monthly charge and put that on that credit card
just
to keep that account active.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea to do that. Just make sure it's something that you want to keep paying for mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, a lot of people are now spending hundreds of dollars a month in subscriptions and they don't even remember that they have them. Mm-hmm. So if this isn't a credit card you're watching, you should definitely do something about that. I would suggest, though, if everybody has, let's say you have 10 or 15 credit cards, that's a lot to manage. You may want to pare those back and keep the ones that either give you the best cash back or that you've had the longest
mm-hmm.
so that you're really managing correctly your money and getting the most for it. And also, everybody, and I hope the two of you do this, I'm sure you do, I'm going to just say that, I want to see that everyone is checking their credit card statement online at least a couple of times a month to make sure there's nothing crazy on any of those statements. If you let it go, easy for thieves and crooks to find mm-hmm. those numbers and start charging on it, and those debts can really rack up, and then it becomes a bigger problem.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope that you have a wonderful new year. We'll be listening on Sunday mornings.
And don't forget, you've got the whole weekend to get this done before
right.
the end
get
of the
your
year,
business. But again, I love that texter who said, I heard Elise, and I decided I got to do this because it's going to be too late. Thank
well,
you, Elise.
It is such a pleasure to talk to both of you. Happy New Year to you and to all of our listeners.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.